ज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय नमो महापदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धोभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So today we will be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 20, name of the tract, chapter, Bali Maharaj surrenders the universe. And text today we will read 4. So text is written on board. Please repeat after me.
Nahi asatyat paro dharma iti ho achabhuriyam sarvam sohumalam manne rite lika param naram na not he indeed asatyat then compulsion to untruthfulness paraha more adharma irreligion iti thus ha uvacha indeed had spoken bhuh mother earth iyam this sarvam everything shodhum to bear alam I am able manne although I think rite except alik param the most heinous liar naram a human being
translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada ki
there is nothing more sinful than untruthfulness because of this mother earth once said I can bear any heavy things except a person who is a liar
purport
in the surface of the earth there are many great mountains and oceans that are very heavy and mother earth has no difficulty carrying them but she feels very much overburdened burdened when she carries even one person who is a liar it is said that in the Kali Yuga lying is a common affair maiva vyavaharike even in the most common dealing people are accustomed to speaking so many lies no one is free from the sinful reaction of speaking lies under the circumstances one can just imagine how this has overburdened the earth and indeed the entire universe
yes this is the statement of Bali Maharaj as we know when Lord Vaman Dev came in the sacrificial arena of Bali Maharaj so Bali Maharaj became very much impressed by the effulgence appearance glorious body beautiful body of Vaman Dev besides he was effulgent body and Brahmin and Brahmachari and dwarf very small tiny very cute boy so Bali Maharaj requested Vaman Dev please take something from me take some charity for it appears since you are a brahman brahmachari it appears that you have come here to ask me something don't be hesitant ask anything I am ready to give you and then you know at least in the beginning Vaman Dev was behaving such that he was type of reluctant just he came to see he was pretending that just he came to see the yagya
participate in yajna, hearing and chanting, he has no any intention for any charity. But since Vaman Deva told Bali Maharaj, since you are requesting me, so first of all I should be satisfied whatever comes in my direction according to will of providence. But since you are asking, then I am asking you only 3 paces of land, 3 steps of land. Just I want this much, this measurement of my feet, it should be 3 paces, 3 steps of land I want. When Bali Maharaj heard this, then Bali Maharaj did not appreciate Vaman Dev, this type of charity. For Bali Maharaj it was too little. Then again he requested, please, many lists he gave, this, take this. But Vaman Dev was insistent, no, I am Brahman, and Lord also very very much glorify contentment, santosh. How a person should be satisfied whatever comes in his direction by the will of providence. So then Bali Maharaj, okay. So Bali Maharaj was about to take a formal vow to giving a charity. Sankalp. First he had promised, okay, whatever you want, I will give. But that in order to give that vow, promise, in formal way, he wanted to take sankalp to give 3 paces of land to Vaman Dev. At that point, Shukracharya, the spiritual master, priest of Bali Maharaj, he was sitting next to Bali Maharaj. So he was a very learned scholar, as we have mentioned many times, Kavinam Usana Kavim, among the learned scholars. When Krishna described his opulence in Bhagavad Gita 10th chapter, he talks about his opulence. He mentioned the name of Shukracharya among the all learned scholar, Kavi, I am Shukracharya. Shukracharya is like opulence of understanding of Vedic literature of Krishna. So Shukracharya frankly said, Vaman Dev, Bali Maharaj, you please don't take a vow, don't take a sankalp to give charity to this small boy. For your information, I am telling you, this is simply, he has disguised, he is pretending to be a Brahmin. That person pretending to be a brahmachari, a dwarf, but actually in reality he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself. And he has come here to, he will take everything in the pretext of, on the pretext of asking 3 paces of land. He will take away everything from you. He will snatch everything from you. So please, don't promise, although you have promised, but don't take a formal vow, sankalp, to give charity. So frankly, Shukracharya told her, you don't give. Even though you have promised, tell frankly, no, I will not give to you, Bali Maharaj, Vaman Dev. Then Bali Maharaj became very much surprised. And in opening verse of this chapter, it says, Bali Revam Grihapati Kulacharjena Bhasita. Kulachar, spiritual master of the whole dynasty. Spiritual master, priest of the dynasty. When he heard Bali Maharaj, then Tushnim Bhavuva, for a time being he became silent. He could not speak anything. because it is a duty. It is a duty to abide by the orders of the Guru spiritual master. For a disciple, it is imperative in Vedic literature that his disciple is duty bound to abide by the order, by the advice, by instruction of his spiritual master. He is my spiritual master telling, don't give charity to Vamandev. And here my worshipable deity, Lord Vishnu himself, this is my fortune, this is my misfortune that I am going to disobey the order of his spiritual master. This is misfortune in my part. And same time, this is my fortune. Lakshmipati, Krishna himself, standing, sitting in front of me with a begging bowl, bhiksha patra. Lakshmipati, he need not anything. Everything belongs to him. Bhoktaram jagya tapasam sarva loka maheswaram suhridam sarva bhutanam. He is in front of me. Today I am sitting on that throne, asana, and Lord himself appeared, came to me with a begging bowl in his hand. So what I should do? Tushnim babhuva. For a time being, Bali Maharaj became very much disturbed. And then he started to speak. trying to justify the action that Bali Maharaj should surrender, give charity to Bali Maharaj, Vamandev. So, previous verse yesterday we have already discussed Prabodhananda Saraswati Maharaj nicely described yesterday this one. Vamandev says, sa chaham vit lobhena pratyak chakshe katham dijam. Though whatever my spiritual master Shukracharya you are telling, it is under befitting the religious principle, based on religious principle. Satyam bhagavata proktam dharmo yam grihmedhina. For a grihastha, for a householder, whatever you have told, it is absolutely 100% correct. Artham kamam yaso vrittim yona vadhet karhichit. Whatever you have told, that artha, economic development, kam, sense gratification, yas, reputation, and vritti, livelihood, should not be disturbed. If I follow you, everything would be intact. Earth, economic development, I will be most opulent king of the earthly planet. Kamam, I have opportunity for sense gratification. Yasa, my reputation, my yas, my fame is spread all over the surface of land. It will be intact. And vritti, I will be able to keep intact my livelihood. But I am not going to follow your instruction. Why? Sa chaham vitlobhena pratyak chakshe katham dijam pratisudra dadamiti prahradi kito. First of all, I have taken a birth in such a glorious dynasty, once dynasty of Prahlad Maharaj, and directly I am a grandson of Prahlad Maharaj. If I will deny, if I will not honor my promise to give charity to Vamandev, certainly I will spoil, I will ruin the widespread reputation of my grandfather Prahlad Maharaj. Beside, I will ruin reputation of my grandfather Prahlad Maharaj, and same times I will spoil my own widespread reputation, just kirti. So from my side, I am taken birth in such a glorious family, and I am known for speaking truth. So katham aham dvijam pratyakshya. How can I cheat? How can I behave? How can I lie, a Brahmin, like an ordinary cheater? Pratyakshya. How I can cheat a Brahman dvijam, Brahmin, who has gone through the sacrifice, sanskara of dvija, dvijatiya sanskar. And he is a Brahman, brahmachari, and very small boy. So I will not do this. And this verse talks about na hi asatyat paro adharma. Nothing is so sinful as lying. If someone promise, if a promise is not honor given to a Brahmin, it is the most heinous sinful activity. Nahi asatyat, asatya, falsity, it is the top most sinful activity. Nothing is greater sinful activity than lying, especially a Brahman. Nahi asatyat paro dharma iti ho vacha bhuryam. Once upon a time, Mother Earth told that asatya, falsity, is the top most sinful activity. Other activities is not as dangerous as a lying. Sarvam sodhu malam manne rite alik param naram. Mother Earth once told that I am able to bear the burden of everything on the earthly planet. Big mountain are there situated. Sumeru, Mandar, Himalaya, Vindhya, these are big, big mountains. And Mother Earth says, I don't feel any disturbance by bearing them on my surface. Sarvam sodhum alam manne. I am very capable, I am competent enough to carry the burden of big, big mountain. But rite alik param, but even one single liar, one jhuta, asatyavadi, if he walks on the earth, surface of earth, Mother Earth feels overburdened. She is not, he feels not competent, not strong enough to bear the burden of a liar. Sarvam sodhum alam manne, I can bear the weight, burden of Himalaya, no problem for me. But even one single liar walks on the surface of the earth, I become very much disturbed. I could not bear the weight, burden of a liar. So here Bali Maharaj trying to say that Shukracharya, though you have your instruction is like nectar, it is beneficial for me, especially in terms of my economic development, my sense gratification, my reputation, but I am not going to do that. If I will do that, I will ruin the widespread reputation of my family, my dynasty of Prahlad Maharaj. And this is mam kulasyapi anuchitam, and completely contrary to my kul, my dynasty, my wansh. So I am going to give charity to Bamandev. This is this verse. I am not going to follow in. So he was a crucial position. He was put in such a crucial, such a awkward position. One side spiritual master, his order should be followed, obeyed blindly. A disciple has no right to judge whether the order of his spiritual master is right or wrong. This adhikar, this right is not given to a disciple. Whatever comes, lips out from the lip of spiritual master, immediately that should be followed. And in all respect, we must certify Lord Vishnu. So he was saying that, of course, many justifications. Naham vibhemi nirayat adhanat asukhanavat nasthan chayanat mirtur yatha vipra pralobhanat. He said, I don't fear nirayat, entering the narak in heaven, hellish planet, by the tribulation, by the misery of the hellish planet, I have no any fear. Adhanyat, if I will be poverty stricken, I don't mind. I don't have any fear. Asukhat, asukh arva, I am put in the ocean of misery, distress, still I don't have fear. And even every my position will be taken, my power and position, my wealth will be taken away from me, still I have no any problem. Even up to mrityu, but I fear cheating a Brahmin. I can't in any circumstances, under no circumstances, I can lie, I can cheat a Brahmin, especially Brahmachari. And especially for though I have already promised to give him charity, though I have not taken formal vow, formal sankalp, but I have promised. So in any circumstances, under no circumstances, I can harm, I can cheat, I can behave in a wrong way to a Brahmin. I can't, I have no power to dishonor my word, my promise given to a Brahmin. So please allow me to give charity to Lord Vamadeva. So mainly this party, nahi asatyat paro dharmo hi iti hova chabhuriyam. Mother Earth once told, uttered, that there is no more powerful sinful activities than lying a Brahman. Asatya, asatyat, untruthfulness is the most dangerous sinful activity, especially sarvam sodhum alam manne. I am competent enough, I am powerful, I have power to carry the burden of Himalaya, Sumeru Parvat or Mandar Parvat, but I can't wear the weight of a liar who is walking on the surface of the earth. So, meaning, trying to tell that I am ready, I will give charity, whatever Vamandev asking me. So, in this verse, Bali Maharaj, trying to justify his action of giving charity to Dan to Vamandev. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes that people are very much accustomed very habituated to lie. And especially in the age of Kali, almost every single dealing the people deal with any as a friend or anyone, it is covered with the cheating, asatya. Even in the most common dealings, people are accustomed to a skill, speak so many lies. This is part of their nature. It is habitual, such a, it is part of, lying means it is part of their, in, part of their nature. Even in the most common dealing, people are accustomed, they are habituated. Even they don't think about, they have no any intention to lie. But this untruthfulness comes from their mouth, from their lips. In this age of Kali, no one is free from this sinful reaction of speaking lie. Practically, almost every single person who is living in this age of Kali speaking lie. So Mother Earth talking about one liar. Here millions of liars walking here and there on the surface of earth. And then Prabhupada said, then you can imagine, you can understand, one can just imagine how this has overburdened the earth. So people are speaking, many people are, almost every single person is speaking lie. So this Mother Earth, you can imagine, Mother Earth is overburdened by liars. This whole is overburdened, not only this earthly planet, and it indeed the entire universe is overburdened by untruthfulness, asatya bhashan. People are speaking asatya. So, Bali Maharaj wants to say, okay, once I have promised, I can't speak lie, I can't speak untruthful, I must honor my promise. I have already promised to give charity. I have already promised to give charity to Vamandev, three species of land. I will do that one. In any circumstances, I can't harm, I can't cheat a Brahman, a Brahmachari dwarf, Vamandev. Very frankly, denied. Bali Maharaj, though he was duty bound to abide by the instruction, by the order of a spiritual master, but flatly, frankly, he denied, disobeyed, he disobeyed the order of Shukracharya. So I think this is what I wanted to say about this verse. I have told. However, you have any, here I stop, you have any question or comment or any discussion? Oh, Mike. Devanand Panipur.
So there is one real life pastime in Chaitanya Goswami's lifetime. Can you tell me so in this regard?
Again, please repeat.
In this regard, there is one real lifetime story in Chaitanya Goswami. So one time the robbers, they cut his hands and feet, they put him in the well. And so, there is a story that they were lying thinking that they didn't do. Then Mother
This story usually he has recorded, also talks Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj. This is Jayadev. The thief has done this and this. So they speak untruth. Immediately Mother Earth they separated. What they are, all the thieves, four or three, they went. The Mother Earth could not bear the burden of that untruthfulness, lying, speaking lying.
So also there is one similar verse, I don't know exactly where it is. So Mother Earth has two burdens. One is more for militarizing and is more for accommodating more and more armies like Lord Krishna Mahabharata. Just to be prepared on the extra burden of the Mother Earth. And second is the Nair. So any more than that verse.
Devanand Panpur is telling that there is similar another burden also Mother Earth is accumulating, assembling more and more big armies. Big army that is also considered to be a very important, very big burden for Mother Earth. And this is the lying is another. Okay, I appreciate this, at least it reminds me. Not only lying, but here, because context-wise, the Bali Maharaj, he was telling, Shukracharya did tell him, no, I have not promised, I will not give. You speak a lie. So for that reason, Bali Maharaj quoted that part, lying part, a liar part. But accumulating or assembling, gathering armies, maybe somewhere, of course, in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, it described that at that time many demoniac personality, they have appeared on the earthly planet as a kings in a Kshatriya family, and their business is to assemble, gather, accumulate more and more army and fight each other. That was burden. For that reason, Mother Earth approached Brahma, and even Brahma felt that it is not possible for Brahma. He was not competent enough to take out the burden of Mother Earth. So he took Mother Earth as well as other demigods, the approach to Lord Vishnu. Vishnu can remove the burden of Earth. So that burden was assembling, accumulating more and more army and fighting each other. Anything?
So also in Mahabharata, our Yudhishthira Maharaj is very much talking about robbing, and he never spoke in lie. So how we should go about his right now?
It is said that when Yudhishthira Maharaj was traveling, his wheel of the earth was not touching the surface of earth. It was like few inch above the earth, surface of earth. But the day, the time he uttered, though he was not very much enthusiastic to tell the lie, but he was induced, he was like forced, practically he was forced or induced by Krishna to speak lie. As soon as the lie statement leaped out from the lips of Yudhishthira Maharaj, immediately that chakra, wheel of the chariot touched the earth, and then it is. So you can understand the seriousness of speaking a lie. Even Maharaj Yudhishthira Maharaj was reduced. His earth previously, his chariot, his wheel of chariot was not touching the earth. But once, and not only, he was not very much enthusiastic to say that untruth. He was practically encouraged personally by Krishna. And he spoke, and then next moment the wheel of the chariot touched the earth. Okay. That is also explanation, but since you are telling about seriousness of his speaking lie, so in this context, at least the earth immediately dropped down on the surface. the chariot dropped down on the surface. ये तो आप भी बता सकते हैं आप. योर अंडरस्टैंडिंग मोर क्लियर देन मी. हियर इन दिस पर मेनी प्लेसेस प्रभुपाद हैज रिटेन दैट वी मस्ट ऑनर द प्रॉमिसेस गिवेन टू एनी पर्सन एस्पेशली टू ब्राह्मण मस्ट. It is like imperative of all Vedic literature. Speaking lie is never encouraged. So here in this like concluding purport of this, under the circumstances, one can just imagine how this has overburdened the earth and indeed the entire universe. So we should not give any promise. Giving false promise is the most heinous sinful activities. Nahi asatyat paro dharm. Adharm isse bada adharm. Jhoot bolne se bada adharm kuch nahi hai. Sabse bada adharm hai jhoot bolna. Nahi asatyat asatya se nahi asatyat paro adharm. Any adharm is not as powerful, as dangerous as untruthfulness, asatya. Asatya is the top most sinful activity and must be avoided in any circumstances. That is not so serious. That type of serious, especially that given promise to Brahman, that type of is not so serious. Some devotee is sleeping, I tell they were sleeping. I think, no, I am not sleeping. So something like substantial promise given to a Brahman, that should be honored. Of course, in any life, of course, here he is one of the acharya, Bali Maharaj, one of 12 acharya, Swambhu, Narado, Sambhu, Kumara, Kapilo, Manu, Prahlado, Janako, Bhishmo, Balir, Bayasiki, Bayam, Bali Maharaj. At least, Bali Maharaj would not appreciate that Iskan Vrindavan devotee is speaking lie. So Bali Maharaj would be certainly, he will not appreciate. Maybe Panchagaura Prabhu can appreciate because they promise and they have taken donation and make life member, the many promises we have to give. Panchagaura Prabhu may appreciate their lying, but Bali Maharaj, I doubt that he will appreciate that Iskan devotee is in front of Krishna Balaram, Radha Shyam Sundar, just sitting in opposite side of office and promising, false promising. Bali Maharaj, I doubt that Bali Maharaj will appreciate this type of false promise. Anything else?
In heaven, again, repeat.
In heaven,
in the heaven, Shaktiya, Brahmin, Sutra, the system is applicable
recently. Unfortunately, I have not gone to heaven, I have not seen the situation there.
Yes, so much narration is held in the Kali Maharaj, Bhavna Maharaj, when they say many the times of Sutra,
that I say that I have never gone to there. Once I will visit, I will tell how their behavior.
Yes, we should know that heaven and this is now
there. That I say, right, frankly. That. When I will visit and return, then I will tell situation how they are Brahmin and heavenly planet, how they are behaving. Okay, it is 9 o'clock, we should stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki.